It is roughly 20 minutes after 10 Eastern time here in Philadelphia. Rosie and I have just retreated to our hotel room to decompress briefly before going out to embark on other madness. We just got back from our delegation breakfast. Rosie was able to attend the breakfast with me as a guest. And the scene was, we leave our hotel and we go to the Marriott, which is kind of just a half a block from us next door. And we go up an escalator and then we go across a skywalk into the Reading Terminal Headhouse building, which has been restored sometime in the past 20 years. And there was a big ballroom in there, which is where we had our breakfast. On our way into breakfast, there was a table set up where we delegates had to stop and pick up our credentials for the day. And that was the really big reason to get to breakfast, was because that's where you get your credentials. Credentials securely in hand. We were presented with not one, but two swag bags, which I will report on shortly, because, hey, what's a convention without a swag bag? Just know that I've got about 15 to 20 pounds more stuff to bring home with me than I came with. So there will be some heavy lifting to get home at the end of the week. Rosie giggles in the background. Got our swag bags, got the credentials, found a table to sit at, and parked our swag bags in the my swag bags in the chairs, and went back to get the breakfast. And the breakfast food was basically your basic hotel breakfast buffet kind of stuff: dry home fries, scrambled eggs, sausage links, and bacon, and no alternatives for vegetarians. So if you want protein, I guess it's going to have to be eggs. I don't know. There was a table with yogurt and bagels. Yeah, the vegans are going to be really hurting at this affair. So we went through the food line, got our food, got to our table, and there was another table where the coffee was. So we filled our coffee cups. I had my magic coffee cup that was given to me as a gift from some friends of ours, and friends of ours that are cat sitting probably still today at our house. Hello, cats.
And hello, sitters.
Hi, Craig. And there were some people at our table. It's the magic cup that has a map of the United States with the red states and blue states, but it's got some sort of science involved that when you fill the cup with a hot liquid, all the red states turn blue. And on top, it's got a little banner that says, "I have a dream." So all the other, the other Democrats in the room should hopefully be get a little giggle out of that. But anyway, we filled our coffee cups, and then there was another place to get some juice, and we sit down and we listen to speakers. Our speakers were Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. He gave a little bit of a rant. Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And we were told by our party people that Ron Kind was not there, and I applauded that Ron Kind wasn't there. I don't know if that means that he missed picking up his credentials or not, but anyway. Then we had, had breakfast, heard speeches, and then in the hallway as we were leaving, we met one of my fellow delegates from my district, Alicia Leinberger, and we chatted with her and her family for quite a while. And John Nichols came by and saw us again, and somebody took a picture of Rosie and me and John and Alicia all huddled in arms together. And that was taken with Alicia's phone, so I trust that she'll be sending that along, and we'll be able to send that along to the rest of you sometime today or tomorrow. So now, on the report later today, Bernie was scheduled to speak to his delegates in the convention center across the street at 2:00. That has been moved up to 12:30. So we've got a little less than 2 hours to get to that. And there are some Bernie-crat workshops, meetings happening as we speak, which we weren't getting to, is a Medicare for All meeting. And then there's going to be a no TPP meeting after that, which should end shortly before Bernie speaks to his delegation.
Now, are we going through these swag bags?
Yes, we're going through these swag bags. Rosie is eager to go through the swag bags. Let's dump out. This is the second bag. Let's go through that bag first.
I see.
Let's go through that bag.
You want to go through the first bag first? What?
Yeah, you know, it's logical.
Okay, Spock.
So this one had a zipper on it, so
nice bag.
And it was very heavy because of some of the things that were in it. All right, so we have basically a glossy booklet, Wisconsin Delegation Information Guide, which I saw a PDF of this a couple weeks ago, so that's nothing new.
Our buried history.
A magazine called Al Día, The Day, DNC Guide, but everything else is in English except the name of the magazine. We've got a hardcover book from David Brock titled Killing the Messenger, The Right-Wing Plot to Derail Hillary and Hijack Your Government. A sheet of paper that describes all the businesses that supplied some of the gifts in our swag bag. This is a very glossy Democratic National Convention.
It actually says made in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Everything in this bag.
Oh, the second bag, right. Oh, great. A welcome from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Don't really need that. Let's see. This one is Philadelphia Official Visitor's Guide. Okay, we're getting to the good stuff. A little cardboard box with a heart and the word kind on it. Oh, yes, this is, can you describe what these are? They're four little jars of some sort of...
Condiments,
spices and stuff like that. Here's a jar of mustard, mesquite beer mustard. And it's called Progressive Mustard, and it's got a DPW, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, with directions apply liberally. So next time we have brats, we've got some good mustard. This is a little packet of triple lemon, lemongrass tea.